Let's begin. Please feel free, everyone. You could smear your bagels, make your coffee, whatever you need to do. We're going to just get going. Two dots at the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Here we go. Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, two dots at the top. If you missed yesterday's shiur, I'll load it online later. All right. Ad Sof HaShmur Rishona. Rabbi Eliezer came along and he told us, what's the end point of when you have to stop saying Shema by of the nighttime? So Rabbi Eliezer said, you have until the Sof HaShmur Rishona. You have until the end of the first watch. Okay, the night is split up into several watches in a metaphysical sense. So my kesavar Rebbe Lezer, what was Rebbe Lezer saying? I kesavar shlosh mishmaros havi alayla. If he understood that the night consists of three watches, meaning therefore, let's say in an even night of 12 hours, it's divided up into 4 hours each watch, three watches, and therefore at the end of the first watch, you have 4 hours from nightfall till that time. So lema ad arva shos. Why not just say it straight out? Say you got 4 hours. And Ikasavar, and if you understand that in the heavenly spheres there are Arva Shmishmaras Avilayla, there are four watches in the night, then each one is divided into three. Lema Ad Shlosho, say straight out. You have 3 hours. So why didn't you just say it straight like that? So La'olam Kasavar, Rabbi Elazar definitely holds there three Mishmar, Shlo Mishmaras Avilayla, therefore each one's four. Vaha Kamashmalan. And therefore he was teaching us by saying until the end of the first watch, meaning all these references that we're using are ways to teach us something else. And the reason he said until the end of the first watch to teach you the Ika Mishmaros Berakia, that while we have these watches in the heavenly sphere, Ika Mishmaros Ba'ara, we also have a parallel here on earth to know when those Mishmaros are changing in the heavenly sphere. Well, how do we know? The Tanya Rabbi Lezer says, the Shlosh Mishmaros Habilai, the three Mishmaros in the night, Ba'al Kol Mishmara Mishmar, and on each and every Mishmar, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God sits V'shoi Ka'ari, and he cries out like a lion. Shenemar, as it says, Hashem Mimarom Yishag, right? God from on high cries out. That's one Yishag. Umimon Kocho Yiton Kolo, and from his holy abode, he gives his voice. Sha'og Yishog Al Naveu. He cries over his house, the destruction of the base of Migdash. So you see the three times the mention Sha'og mentions the crying out of God, the three watches in the night when God cries out. V'simin L'davar, and how do you know when those watches hit? Let's say you want to remember them at night. How do you know when they hit? So you know they hit Mishmar Rishona Chamor Noar. The first Mishmar you know is hitting when the time when the donkeys bray. The Shnia, the second Mishmar Ashmura is coming in when the Klavim Tzuakim, when the dogs are screaming, barking. And the third Mishmar comes in, or Ashmura comes in, when the Tinok Yonek Mishtei Imo, when the baby begins to suckle from the mother's breast, V'isha Meseperes Imbala, or at the same time when a woman converses with her husband in the early morning. My kachashiv Rabbi Eliezer, these simonim, when Rabbi Eliezer mentioned them, these references, what do they refer to? Are they referring to the beginning of each Ashmura? Itchila san kachashiv? Are they referenced to the beginning of each Ashmura? Or, meaning, so if that's the case, that they're each talking about the beginning of each Ashmura, why do I need a Tchilas HaMishmar Rishona Simon Alamali? Why do I need a hint to know, right? When the donkeys bray, you know it's the first Ashmura. Why do I need a hint to the beginning of the first Ashmura? Or to who? It's at nightfall. Tseisa Kochavim. Why do you gotta give me a Simon? And if he was referring to these Simonim being Sof HaShmuras Kachashiv, being endpoints of each watch, Sof HaMishmar HaRchon Olamali. So why do I need the end point of the last one when the husband's talking to the wife? Just say Yamamahu. Rather, when suddenly it's the daytime, I know it's the end of the last watch. So rather, Ela Chashiv Sof Mishmar Rishona. One answer is that no, this Simonim, the first one, the donkey braying, was the sign that the first watch is over. So nightfall's not going to help. It's the time when the first watch is over. Utchilas Mishmara Achrona. And the third simon, which was when the wife talking to the husband, that was referring to the beginning of the third watch. A simon to know the beginning of the third watch. So daytime is not going to help you.
The watches are part of the day. In other words, the night part.
The night is divided up into a certain amount of watches. When God is doing something up in the heavenly sphere.
So once the sun goes down, there's certain parts.
Watches that begin. Nights divided into three parts.
The first one is the first part, yes, of the night. Second.
The emtsa isa, the emtsa isa. And the second sign, which was when a dog barks, that's referring to the middle of the second watch. V'i ba'yisayim, if you like an answer that works better, sof kulhu sof mishmaras kachashiv. Maybe he was giving you the end point of each mishmar, which then means the question returns. V'chitema achrono lo tzarech. So why do I need a simon to know when the end of the last watch is? Just say daybreak. V'lamay nafgamina, why give me a simon? Lemikri Kriyashma Lagman Degani Bevesafel. To know when to read Kriyashma for someone who lives in a dark house. If you put blackout shades, you don't know when daybreak is. You're sitting there in the dark. When is Shema supposed to begin? So Velo Yodavan Kriyashma Emas. So the moment Kevan De Isha Mesaperis Imbala. The moment that suddenly you guys start talking in the morning, your body just reacts on a schedule. Tinak Yonik Mishtei Imo, or the baby needs to feed, Leikum Velikri. You know that it's time to get up and read the Kriyashma. It's the end of the last Ashmur. It's the end of the last Ashmura. A great question from Tosus over there in the top left. Tosus says, Laman Degani Bebeis Ofel. Rabbi Eliezer says, you need when the difference between Atshayakir ben Tchelis Lakarti. You know when you begin saying Kriya Shema? When you could tell the difference between blue and green in the morning. So if that's the case, this is much earlier. Right? This seems to be much earlier. So how does it work? So he tries to fit it out. Tosus works on the answer, showing how maybe those times are similar amount of times when people begin talking in the morning itself. That's that Tosus. Let's continue. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei Derav. Shlosh Mishmaros Havi Alayla. There are three watches in the night. Va'al Kol Mishmar Mishmar. And what's happening at each Mishmar, at each watch? Yoshev HaKodesh Baruch Hu V'shoek Ka'ari. God sits there and he's crying out like a lion. V'omer, and he's saying the following. Oy Levanim, woe unto my children, meaning Am Yisrael. Sheba Avin Oseim, because of their sins, Hecheravti es Beisi, I had to destroy my Beis HaMikdash. V'serafti et Hechali, and I burnt my Hechal. V'higlesi Lebein Umas Ha'olam, and I was exiled among the nations of the world. This is a classic Tisha B'Av theme, God's placement of himself into exile by necessity. By force. He did not want to have the Beis HaMikdash burnt, but it was a necessary message. So the Gemara continues off a similar topic and says, Tanya, Amar Rav Yosi, Pamachas Hayiti Mahalech Baderach. One time I was walking on the road, V'nichnasti L'Churva, and I entered into a dilapidated building, one of the Churvas Yerushalayim, one of the dilapidated buildings of Yerushalayim, in order to Lehispal, in order to Daven. Ba Eliyahu Zachor L'Tov. Eliyahu came, may be remembered for good. I'm not sure if that's like a Zetzal or a Zichron L'Vracha. I'm not sure if it's a reference of someone who's alive or someone who passed away. Maybe our scrolls say it. V'shamar li ala Pesach. And he was standing there, he was guarding for me at the front of the place. He waited for me to finish my davening. Ad shesiyamti tfilasi. Acher shesiyamti tfilasi, after I finished my tfilah, Amrli, he said to me, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And good morning Rebbe. Ba'amartilo, and I said back to him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori. Amrli, and he said to me, Bini, mipnei ma nichnasti lachur vazu. Rav Yossi, why are you going to this destroyed building? Ba'amartilo, I said, I have to daven, litpalo. Ba'amrli, Eliyahu said back to me, Hayalacha litpalo v'derech. You should have been davening on the road as opposed to davening into a churva. So Amartilo, I said to him, Misyara hayiti shema yafsiku bi ovrei drachim. Now I was afraid perhaps I'd be interrupted in the middle of my davening by davening in the road. So I entered into the churva. Amrli Eliyahu said back to me, Hayalacha lehitpala tefila kitzara. Then you should have done the abridged version on the road and you wouldn't have been interrupted. There's a special tefila called Havinenu, which is a combo. It's a best of Shmona Esrei combo called Havinenu. It's a shorter version for extreme circumstances. But also Shah Lamanati Meneshlosh Dvarim. Since I learned from Eliyahu three things in one shot over here. One, Lamanati She'ein Nichnasin L'Churba. I learned that you don't go into a destroyed building. Two, Lamanati She'mispalim Maderech. I learned that you daven while on the road, if you need to. But Lamanati She'mispalim Maderech Mispal Ksar. And I learned that if you need to daven on the road and you're worried about your Kavana, then do a shorter prayer, Havinenu. The Margolius Hayom, Rav Reuven Margolius, who is a librarian of photographic memory, tremendous Talmud Chacham, on commentary in Sanhedrin, he asks a great question here. He asks, we know in general, Loba Shamayimi. We don't learn halachas from Shamayim. If Eliyahu Anavi came down telling us the halachas, we don't normally listen to that, right? Why are we here? All of a sudden he says, I learned three things from Eliyahu Navi. So the answer he gives, he says as follows. This comes from the Maritz Chias. The Maritz Chias says that over here, we don't listen to Eliyahu when a baskol comes out, a heavenly voice comes out proclaiming. That, they don't decide halacha. Halacha is decided here on the ground. But here Eliyahu is on the ground, literally, talking halacha. This is not prophecy. When he comes as a posik talking halacha, the Maritz Chias says, then you do in fact follow what Eliyahu Anavi has to say, if it's something new, they're teaching you to know. Amrli, so Eliyahu Anavi said one more thing to me. Bini, ma kol shamata b'chur v'zu. I'm curious, what voice did you hear in this churva? Amartilo, I said to him, shamati bas kol shemenes kayona. I heard a bas kol going out that was crying like a yona, like a dove. And it was saying, v'omeris, oy labonim, woe unto my children, shabavan oseyam echrafti es besi. Because of their sins, I had to destroy my house. V'sarafti es hechali, v'higlisim beina umas. And I had to scatter them among the nations. V'omerli, Eliyahu said back to me in a form of a shvua, chayecha v'chaye roshecha. By your life and by the life of your head. It's a double shvua, right? A double oath. Lo b'shazu bilvad omeres kach. Not just at that moment is the Shechina saying it, but b'chol yom v'yom, every single day, shalosh pamim, three times he's saying it. I think at the three watches. But lo bilvad, and not only that alone, ela b'shashi yisrael nechnasen labatei knesios, when the Jews enter into their shuls, right? Ulbatei midrashos, into the base medrash, v'onan, and they say, yehei shmei hagodol mevorach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu minanei roshu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nodding in agreement. Va'omer, and he's saying, Ashrei HaMelech, praiseworthy is the king, Shemakalsin aso b'veso kach, that his children praise him in his house like that. Mal lo la'av, but however, woe unto the father, shehiglas banav, who had to send out his kids. Va'oy lehem labanim, and woe unto the kids, shegalum al shulchan avim, who are sent away from the shulchan of their father. The Tosus and the Magen Avram use this as a proof here. If you see, it says over here, the lashon of Yehesh Meha Gadol Mavorach. That's the girsa they have of how to say Yehesh Meh Rabbah. There's a whole shaila when we say Yehesh Meh Rabbah Mavorach. We say it every day, and yet we don't know the right way to say it. Yehesh Meh Rabbah Mavorach. Right? Do you say the Mavorach and the Yehesh Meh Rabbah? Do you put the Mavorach on the Yehesh Meh Rabbah, that his great name should be Mavorach, should be blessed? Or is it Yehesh Meh Mavorach Lel Meh Omeh, that he should be blessed for all eternity? Where's the comma? We say it every day. Who thinks about it? Where's the comma? So you see from here, the Magen Avram points out, you see from here, it says, Yehei Shmei Gadol HaMavorach. It's praising the name. Even though the text is a little different here, it's telling us to praise the name. Tosus quotes the Machzer Vitri who disagrees. That's from Rashi. Machzer Vitri who disagrees, thinks it's going the other way. Tosus thinks this is a straight out proof, right here, this Gemara, that the praise is on the name, and then you do Lola Me'al Me'al. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Yimnei Shlosh Dvarim, for three reasons, Ein Nechnasin L'Churba. You don't enter into a destroyed building. One, Mipnei HaChashad, because people are going to say, oh, he's going in there to sleep with a woman. Mipnei HaMapolis, or because the building might fall down. Or number three, Mipnei HaMazikin, or because there's Shadim, demons in there. So the Gemara says, why do I need the reason of Chashad, that they might say because you're with a woman? Just use the simple reason. Don't go into a destroyed building, because it may fall down on you. Mishum HaPolis, just keep it simple. So the Gemara answers, because maybe he's going into a chadadi. He's going into a newer building, where yes, part of it is old, but part of it's been renovated. And since one wall, Rashi says, has been renovated, we're not afraid it's going to fall on you. So therefore you need the other reason. So then just give me the reason because of Mazikin, because of the Shadim. What do you got to bring in Zona over here? And the other one. So Trey. So the Brice is Mechadish the following, that when you go in with two people, when you're going in with two people, there's no longer a Cheshash of demons over there, right? The Cheshash of demons is only when you're walking alone. Two people, you don't have the Cheshash. E betray, if we're talking about two people that go into the Churba, right? Chad Nami Leika. Then by one, meaning since with two people we're not a Cheshash, right over there, then there's also, we shouldn't be afraid of the other reason, not the Chashad, we're not afraid of Zona, of Znos, the Chashad, that people are going to think you're with a prostitute. It's two people, it's not a problem. It's like Yichud. So Treyu Pritze, no, just like the laws of Yichud apply by two men who walk into a room, if they're two Upritze, two men who are Prutzim Ba'avera, you know these peoples are lowlifes to begin with, so over there. Therefore, they might not have a Chashash of demons, but they do have a Chashash of Prutzim Ba'avera. Mipnei HaMapolis. Then why does the Brisa need the reason of dilapidated building? Let's get rid of that one then. Tepukle Mishum Cheshad HaMazikin. Just tag team with the other two. The reason of the, they might think they're with a prostitute, and because of demons. Get rid of the Mapolis. No, because maybe the two is a case of two Uksheri, two kosher people going in. If it's two kosher people going in, we're not worried about the prostitutes anymore. We're also not worried about the demons. The only thing we're worried about is the building falling down on them. So the Gemara says, why do we need the demon reason? Tepukle Mnei Cheshad HaMapolis. Just say the reason is because of Cheshad HaMapolis. So the Gemara says, because maybe we're talking about Churba Chadati, we're talking about a newer type of building, Ubitrei Uksheri, and two people who are kosher. Wait a second, two? Ibitrei, we just said, Mazik and Nami Leka, two are never bothered by Shadim. So we say the rule of two never bothering Shadim only applies Bimkom Chayshinan, only applies in places where they're not frequent, but a place you know that Shadim love hanging out. Shadim love these places that are broken down ghost houses. They love these old and uninhabited places. Of course they're going to be there, and therefore even two should be makbid. V'ibayseim, or I can give you a simpler answer. La'olam, the Brice is talking about Chadu v'chur b'chadati, where one person is walking alone into a newer building that's been dilapidated. I mean, a couple of the walls are dilapidated. The Kai, right, Adabar, that's in the middle of the Midbar, middle of nowhere. There, chashad leka, no prostitutes schlepping out to the Midbar, no business there. Taha isha bedaber lo shchicha, right, a woman's not common to be found there. Mishum mezikin ika, however, but demons, yes, you could bet they're going to be there since he's going alone. Okay, let's go. Shadim. If you're a Rambam, a rationalist who tries to explain things a little differently, if you're Rambam, where everything, he wasn't comfortable explaining things with literally mazik and shadim, the Rambam would tell you it's talking about it's a bad vibe in there. It's not healthy for you. It affects your emotional state. You can go mishiga looking at the walls there. You can go mishiga, get depressed looking in such a disgusting place. Tana Rabbanan, arba mishmaras havi alayla. The Rabbanan say that the watch was four nights long. That's the words of Rebbe. meaning each one is 3 hours. Rabbi Nosson says it was shlosh. There was three mishmaros in the Lila. So the Gemara says, my time, and Rabbi Nosson, what's the reason? Rabbi Nosson, who says three mishmaros, because he has exeris akasiv. It says, Vayavo Gidon, Gidon came, umeya ish, and 100 men, asher ito, which b'kseh hamachane, at the end of the camp, rosh ashmura satichona. They came at the beginning of the middle watch. The beginning of the middle watch. So, ein tichona elishyesh lifnei achret. Something can only be the middle watch if it has one before it and one after it. It's got to be in a set of three. So, Rebbe, what is he going to say, who holds there's four watches? How do you understand the middle? My tichona, what does it mean, tichona, the middle watch they got there, the army? Echas mini tichona shebi tichonos. No, one of the middle ones, meaning there's two middle ones when you have four. They got there, one of the middle ones. What's the difference? Rabbi Nosson says, no, it says, it doesn't say the middle of the middle, one set of the middle, tichona shebi tichonos. It says he got there in the middle watch, tichonixi, the middle watch. There's only one. So my time at the Rebbe. What now is the reason for Rebbe who said four? Obviously the simple pshat is three based on the pasuk by Gidon. So Amar Rebbe Zreika. Rebbe Zreika says, Rebbe Zreika's name you should hold into your head because we're going to have another teaching, nothing to do with this Gemara, but just because we learned Rebbe Zreika once, we're going to learn him again. Rebbe Ami Amar Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Kosav Echad Amar. One pasuk it says, written by David, Chatzos Laila Akum, I get up in the middle of the night to thank you al mishpatei tzikecha on your laws of tzidkus. Right, so he would get up at midnight. And another pasuk says about him, Kidmu Eine Ashmuros, right? My eyes always preempted the Ashmuros. I got up before, plural, some watches. So you see that when he got up, there still had to be two watches left in the night, because it says plural, Ashmuros. So how does this work? How did he get up at midnight and still have two watches left in the night? Midnight already is sometime after nightfall. That would mean it would only make sense that if he has two watches left, it would make sense if arba ashmuras have a laila, if the night is going to be four watches. That's the only way it would make sense. So how now do you answer, what could Rabbi Nosson say back to the proof of Rebbe? It's pretty strong. Rabbi Nosson will hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that what? Tetnan, Rabbi Yeshua says, ad shalosh shaos, until 3 hours in the morning. We're going to learn this later on, daf yud. Until 3 hours of the morning, the zman of kriya shma shel shachris, shekein derech malachim la'amad, because that's the time when the kings get up. They get up later, b'shalosh shaos, in 3 hours. So what was David over here saying? Shis delayla v'tarti diyamama. What he meant by the watches was he was talking about an extra set in the morning, because the kings have an extra watch, so to speak, because they get up a little later. It's not proper. The shis delayla, the 6 hours of the night, meaning of 2 hours left of partial of the 6 hours from half the night, from midnight until the morning, and two sha'os of the morning itself until you get to shashlishas. Havilahu shtei mishmaros. Together that becomes 8 hours, which is equivalent to the time of two ashmuros. So while technically it doesn't count as any of the ashmuros, because it's daytime hours he's including in there, he was saying, I get up while there's still two ashmuros, still two time frames to watch. So Rav Ashi will say back to explain Rabbi Nosson, Mishmara upalga nami mishmaros karluhu. You could also say alternatively, without getting into morning hours, that maybe King David was referring to when he said plural mishmaros, he didn't need that I get up before two full mishmaros. He says, I get up before the mishmaros are over, and therefore that could include a mishmar and a half, an ashmura and a half. Okay, now here's another teaching of Rabbi Zreika. Amar Rabbi Zreika. Rabbi Zreika says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi, Ein Omrim Bifnei Ameis. We don't say in front of the dead body in these, in the four Amos by the Meis, El Advarav Shel Meis, only things that are concerning the dead body. Right? This is Halacha L'maisa here. Amar Rabbi...
Put before Meis, Mameka Hesped.
What? Only Dvarav Shel Meis. Exactly. All you say in front of him is the Dvarav Shel Meis.
Yeah.
What is this referring to? Amar Rabbi Amar Bar Kahana, Lo Amran Ela B'Divrei Torah. It's telling you don't say Divrei Torah in front of the mace. You can't get there and start telling over a chiddush that you have on a Gemara. It's Lo Agla Rosh. What? Ela B'Divrei. Lo Amran Ela B'Divrei Torah. You don't say it. You're not allowed to say the Divrei Torah because it mocks the mace. It mocks the mace that you're saying Torah and he can't say anything. Aval Mila De Alma, but Stam, to talk about the sports scores, Le Slambo. That's not a problem. The Isser is only something that's going to tease him. Ve'ika de Amri, and some say Amrei Bar Kahana, lo Amran, the things you're not supposed to say in front of the mace, ela afilu b'divrei Torah, v'kol shekein d'mila d'alma. No, it's Torah, and how much more so mila d'alma, how much more so it's referring to the mila d'alma, that you can't talk casual sports things and all those types of stuff. Okay, so the Gemara continues. V'david palga d'layla havekai. Did David really get up in the middle of the night? Ma'urte havekai. But wait a second, he got up in the beginning of the night. How do we know he got up in the beginning of the night? Dechtiv, because it says, Ki damti v'neshef v'ashveya, right? I got up, v'neshef, at night, v'ashveya, and I cried out. I cried out. So you see, I preempted the night. King David got up at the beginning of the night. So we my dahai neshef urtahu. How do we know that that neshef is nighttime? How do the word neshef means night? So dechtiv b'neshef b'erev yom b'ishan laila v'afela. You see it says b'neshef, right? B'neshef b'erev yom b'ishan laila v'afela. You see the neshef is the night. So the Gemara says, Amrav Oshia Amrav Achi. Sorry, I read that wrong. How do you know that neshef is night? The pasuk that I'm about to read is going to indicate that neshef is day. Dechtiv b'neshef b'erev yom b'ishon laila va'afela. So Amr b'shom racha hachi kamar. This is what King David was saying. King David was saying that this is answering which question now? This is going to answer the question of, wait a second, we said before he got up at midnight. He said he got up at midnight. Then he's got another pasuk which says he's getting up at the beginning of the night. So we can have three answers. One, Amr Rav Oshia, Amr Rav Acha, Hachi Kamar. This is what King David was saying. That when he said, Chatzos Laila Akum, was Ma'olam Lo Avar Alai Chatzos Laila B'Sheina. He was saying that, I never passed midnight in sleeping. Why? Since I'm always makbid to wake up the beginning of the night. I never passed midnight in sleeping. That's answer number one. Number two, Rav Zera says, Ad Chatzos Laila Hayim Esnamnim Kisus. Until the middle of the night, I would dip like a horse. You know, like horses don't get a full sleep. They go dipping a little bit. But mikan ve'elech, once midnight comes, misgabre ka'ari, I'm fired up like a lion. And Ravashi gives the third answer to solve the stira in the psukim. Ad chatzos ha'layla haya osek b'divrei Torah. Until the middle of the night, I'm involved in learning Torah. Mikan ve'elech, when I say I get up at night to praise you at midnight, that means b'shiros v'tishbachos. I learn Torah from nightfall to midnight. My davening is, like I said, the chatzos ha'layla. By midnight, I get up, and that's when I begin to praise God and do all the davenings. Okay, so the Gemara wants to start investigating whether the word neshef really means night. Neshef ursahu, is neshef really beginning of night? Ha neshef tzafru, I could prove to you that neshef means the morning. Dechtiv, why? Because it says, Vayakem David ma neshef v'ada erev l'machar asam. That my love mit tzafru, it says, right, David ma neshef until the erev. He smote them from the morning until the night. Neshef ada erev. What else could it mean? My laf bit safra, is that not the morning until the night? Safra ad laila? Lo. Me'urta va'ad urta. It means from one night to the next night. That's what it's trying to say. That's a time frame. Meneshef ad erev. From one nightfall to the next nightfall, smiting them all. Ihachi lichtov. So if that's the case, if it's both referring to night, then use the same word. Mahaneshef va nefesh. Ima erev va erev. Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, Trei Nishpehavi. There are two types of neshef. There are neshef lele v'ate yamama, and neshef yama v'ate laila. Meaning the pasuk that was neshef at night, where King David said, I preempted the neshef, that was the word neshef meaning night. The neshef over here, which says min neshef until laila, that means morning. What, the same word can mean two different things? Yeah, because the word neshef means transition. Doesn't mean evening or night. It means transition. So the first time he says it, while it's transitioning, I get up. He means, well, night's transitioning. And the next neshef means the transition of the morning. That's what the word means. By the way, from here we have a whole discussion. You have the beginning idea. Ibn Ezra talks about that in Tanakh, sometimes you'll have a repeated idea with different words. For poetic reasons or to teach a lesson, to teach some idea. It's called Kefel HaRayon B'Milim Shonos, the repetition of an idea in different words. Right? Kefel HaInyan B'Milim Shonos. Here might be that. Here might be neshef. It switches neshef and erev in the Havamina. Okay, let's continue. V'David mi haveyada palga laila emas. How did David know when the middle of the night was? Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu leivad. Moshe himself didn't know when the middle of the night was. It says by Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Kechatzos alayla ani yotze b'toch Mitzrayim. That God said, like the middle of the night, I'm going to take you out by middle of Egypt. My kechatzos. What does it mean? Like the middle of the night, right? Ilay medamer lekutcha baruchu kechatzos. If we're saying that Akash Baruch Hu said to him, I think I'll get you guys at the middle of the night. Not sure. Mi ika svika kameshmaya. Is there really a suffix by Hashem? He doesn't know. Chas v'shalom. Ela de amrle. Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying bechatzos. Va'ata ihu. And Moshe himself came to Paro and said kachatzos. Sometime around midnight. Alma mesapkele. So you see, Moshe didn't know when chatzos was. But David, he knew. David have yada. So David simona havele. David had a simon. The Amr Avacha Bar Biznar, Amr Rav Shimon Chasidi, a special tool. What was it? It was a kinor hayatalu l'malim mitaso. He had a harp that was playing above his bed of David. and whenever it would face the north, and kaven sheagia chatzos, when midnight came, ba ruach tzifonis, a northern wind came, v'nosheves bo menagim elav, and would blow in it and would play the kinor. Miyad haya omed bosik b'torah ad shalom ha'shachar. Immediately he would get up and learn Torah until daybreak. Kevan sha'ale amud ha'shachar, nichnesu chachmei Yisrael etzlo. Once daybreak came, nichnesu chachmei Yisrael. Then his advisors, the wise people, used to come to talk to him. They'd have a board meeting in the morning. Va'amrlo, they'd say to him, Adoneinu ha'melech, imcha Yisrael tzrichin parnasa. Amcha Yisrael tzrichin parnasa. Your people Yisrael, they need some money. Money's low in the kingdom. Amr Lahem, he would say, Lachu v'his parnesu zemizeh. You guys got some money. Figure out how to support everyone, right? Rashi says, let the rich take care of the others. Let the people who have money take care of everyone. Obamacare. Amr lo, so they said to him, Ein hakometz masbiyad ari. They said to him, a spoonful though can't fill the entire, can't make the lion happy. V'ein habor mismalim achulyoso. And a pit can't be filled from its own hole. So Amr Lahem, Lachu upishtu yadechem bigdud. Then go fight a war, right? War makes money. We're back to now Bush. What's going on? We're flipping presidents here. No, but the board over here is, the Mephorshim explained that a Malik sent out raiders. Every so often, a Malik would be raiding people. So King David was in the right. He didn't want to start up with a Malik for no reason. But he says, they're messing around with people and we need money. We're going to go back, take back from a Malik and go fight a Malik. So Amr Lahem Lachu Pishti Begdud. Miyad Yotzim Ba'Achitofel. Immediately, they took counsel with Achitofel. V'nimlochu b'Sanhedrin. Then afterwards, they went to the Sanhedrin to get permission. V'sholim b'urim v'tumim. Then they went to go ask the urim v'tumim, are they going to be successful? You see the process in the morning. Amar Rav Yosef Maikra. So what's the pasuk that tells you this was King David's war process? So it says v'achrei Achitofel. After Achitofel as his advisor, you had Benayahu ben Yoyada, and then you have Avyasar, and then Sartzva l'melech Yoav, and the head of the army was Yoav. Achitofel was his advisor, as it says, Va'atas Achitofel, Asher Ya'atz B'yamim Ahem, who gave advice in that day, Kasher Yishal Ish B'Dvar Al-Kim, when anybody asked for the wisdom of God. But Benayu Ben Yoyada was a symbol of Sanhedrin. Rashi says he was the Av Basin. Ve'Avyasar, and Avyasar, that was the one in charge of the Urim Betumim. As it says, Ubenayu Ben Yoyada was in charge of the Al HaKresia Plesi. Not in charge of the Kresia Plesi, he was above. He came first, then the Kresia Plesi, right? The when you get your answers. V'lama nikra shmam kresiu plesi. Why are they called kresiu plesi? Because karti shekortim divrayim. They cut to the truth. Plesi, from pele shumufloim divrayim. That's wondrous things that you can get answers on the plate. Right? The names of the shvatim would light up to give you the answers. Right? The Gemara Menachos talks in Chulin, talks about, wait a second, how do you get all your answers? Some letters there are repeated, some letters are not there. How do you get the right answer? You have a question, right? And then how are you going to get the right answers from those letters? Acher kach sartzev al melech Yoav, afterwards the head of the army, Yoav, would come next. Amar Rav Yitzchak Barada, and some say Amar Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yida Maikra, Uru Kavodi Uru Haneva Vekinor Eir Shachar, that you should wake my honor, awaken with the harp, and the kinor, and should awake, the music should awake the morning. Rav Zera says, Amar Moshe La'olam HaVeYada. Moshe did know the time. And David also did know the time. V'kevan de David HaVeYada Kinor Lamali. If David didn't know the time, why did he need a kinor in the window? Li'isure Mishnase, to wake him up, to fire him up. V'kevan de Moshe HaVeYada. If Moshe knew, why did he have to say, Lamali Memer Kechatzos? Because Moshe Kesavar Shema Yitu Itztagninu Paro. Because he was afraid Paro's astrologers are going to make a mistake. And then they're going to say, V'yomru Moshe Badaihu. Moshe's a tricker over here. To Amar Mar, Lamed L'shoncha Lomer Eni Yodan. That's why you should be humble and say in general, I don't know. Be more humble with the way you say things. Don't give sweeping things, because Shemetis Badavitachas, because maybe there might be a mistake somewhere, and then it's going to catch on to you. We'll finish with Tudat. Ravashim Arapalga Ortatle Senagi Abesar Havekai. Another answer is why Moshe said Kichatzos, is because he was standing on the midnight of the 13th night and said, God's going to come on the like this time tomorrow night. V'hachki kamer Moshe li'Yisrael mekadosh baruch hu. Let l'machar tomorrow kichatzos alayla. Not like around midnight. Kih as in kiha idna. Like I'm talking you tonight, midnight of the 13th. Ani yotze b'toch mitzrayim. God's saying he's going to come back like tonight. He's going to do it same time, same bad channel. The next night he's going to be coming. Same exact time. All right, we stop there for today. Go ahead.